Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm super excited today. This is one of the rare opportunities where I get to have someone on who's actually created a product that a lot of our users are currently using. And so I want to make sure you guys know how to use it. So I want to introduce Corey Thomas, who is the CEO and founder of Pick Snippets. Corey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you having me on.
So tell people, what is Pick Snippets?
Yeah, Pick Snippets is a marketing personalization tool. So a lot of people have, you know, their funnels and they're putting together all these really cool, ways that they can get people into their company and introduce them. But they don't spend a whole lot of time making it personal. So we created something called Pick Snippets to help people personalize their marketing to increase their conversions and make that personal connection.
Well, I love it. Well, unfortunately, Corey, since we're on this as an audio, people aren't going to be able to see it, which is kind of the downfall of this. I wish we had this as a video and people could actually see the value of it. So you've got to basically portray and draw the picture and images in these people who are listening. What exactly is Pick Snippets so they can see it in their mind's eye?
Yeah, so Pick Snippets helps you create personalized dynamic images that you can send to your followers and customers. So, you know, if you want to use them on a landing page or an email or a text message, anywhere you might use a picture where you're so doing communication.
If I take a look at it, basically I could go onto a page or I'd receive an email from Corey and it'd be a picture. So I've received these before, and then all of a sudden someone's holding either a postcard or something that says, "Hey Dave," and it's like handwritten on there or something like that. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah, so it's the dynamic text inside an image. So the image that gets sent to, 100 people, but every person gets, the image with their name in it or, their information in it to make it personal to that person.
I love it. So let's talk about, obviously, one of the main things a lot of our users are trying to do is increase their conversions, decrease their costs, all that kind of stuff. So how does Pick Snippets actually help them do that?
Yeah, there are so many different ways, right? So we've got, when we think about the funnel, we've got our actual acquisition, right? Maybe we've got a lead magnet or something that people are using. So a lot of people are using Pick Snippets to personalize the lead magnet. So that way they're getting, a higher consumption rate, they're getting higher conversion rate, on that lead magnet. All the way down to, to the order form and the thank you, to the customers and, having those personalized images to increase the actual the lifetime customer value and the customer satisfaction. And, really at any point throughout your funnel, if you know who that person is, it's a great time to try to be as personal and create as much of a one-on-one experience as you can.
So let's talk about it actually in the funnel, because I think that's one of the things, obviously a lot of people who are listening to this are very familiar with are their funnel pages and things. So I go to an opt-in page. I enter in my name, Dave. Mm-hmm. On the next pages, will it then show on those images?
Yeah. So, a great example of this is, let's say that you are using ClickFunnels to do a webinar, right? It's really easy to go in and create an awesome funnel in ClickFunnels where I'm going to drive traffic and, or maybe even my own list, right, to a webinar registration. So maybe they go and they sign up for the webinar, then on that thank you page, you can have kind of a personalized custom ticket, for that person where it says, the webinar date and time, that person's name, written on the ticket, seat reserved for. So right away on that landing page, you're creating that really cool connection, that really cool experience. Like, oh man, this is different. This feels really, really bespoke and custom to what this person's doing.
I love it. I know for us, when we take a look at anything associated these days, it's all about engagement, whether it's from a social media standpoint, whether it's in your funnel, and that authenticity and congruency that goes basically from your ads all the way in throughout your entire pages. And once you get that contact information, and you have the ability then to continue to speak to them on a first name basis, it really enhances that funnel and actually enhances the engagement and the opportunity that person has. So that was an example you gave. Awesome, cool way as far as I go. I register for the webinar, and then on the thank you page, it's either a picture of you basically saying, "Hey Dave, welcome to registration, get all your details below, print out this ticket," whatever it might be. Give me an example of how I could use it on a shopping cart page. I know cart abandonment's always one of the biggest issues people have. We're always trying to reduce cart abandonment. So how do we use Pick Snippets to actually reduce cart abandonment?
Yeah, that's a really popular one. Cause like you said, that's a pain point, right? A lot of people are like, "Oh man, I had all these people that opted in and I've got these people that are seeing the offer," right? Or they're going to the cart and then they just didn't buy, right? And so we're trying to recoup those leads. And so A really popular one is we send them a follow-up email that's got a package on it. So it looks like a box that's being shipped, and we have already their name. And depending on how you set up your cart process, you might already even have their shipping address. And so we'll put all the information on the box, you know, and so they get an image where it looks like their package is already getting ready to get shipped. And it's like, hey, you forgot to finish your order. Click here to go back and finish it, and we'll get it sent right out the door to you. You know, we've got it ready for you. So we've had a lot of customers use it for cart abandons, and they've been able to recover, you know, a lot in terms of revenue and conversions by being able to make that more of a conversation and add a little bit of that visual element to that offer.
Corey, that's super cool. So tell me, if I'm taking a look at, obviously, that was kind of one of the things for cart abandonment. When I'm now looking as far as some of my follow-up funnels and sequences and stuff, what are some of the additional things that you're seeing that are either communicated through email or other image opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, you know, part of it is, you know, where can I have a conversation with the person, right? And it's about driving that, you know, as much as possible, an authentic and real conversation with that person. And so, you know, doing it as, you know, for people that are familiar with the indoctrination, you know, sequence, or you're trying to introduce somebody to your company and what you're all about. And so sending like a welcome image from the whole team, right? Where the whole team is gathered around, you've got a kind of a group picture and they're holding up a sign that says, welcome to the family, Dave, you know, like gives you the warm fuzzies. And it feels like, hey, this is a real company with real people. Right, that are, you know, and so it kind of puts them kind of on your side and makes you feel like friends right from the beginning. You know, and you can do it over text message or mini chat. You know, all these tools are great and integrate with, you know, ClickFunnels and putting together a really cool conversational funnel with people. You know, being able to kind of take it that step further and put a face to it and being able to personalize that experience. I mean, we all love getting text messages from our friends, right? Or, you know, we're all in Facebook Messenger or whatever all the time. And so being able to let a company kind of transition, you know, and have that same conversation and keep it lively and not just a bunch of text, right? That's super boring and nobody really wants to read. But those pictures really kind of help people create that, you know, feel like they're establishing a relationship and they actually know who this company is and it's not just some website.
I love it. So break down some of the tech behind this thing, because I know people are going to go, well, how hard is this? How hard is it really going to be to actually make that happen? So as I was on your site, it's real cool. You've already got everything set up. It's on the ClickFunnels landing page. And you've got basically three steps is what I was looking at. Is that right?
Yeah, it's super simple. One of my friends, when this was a kind of prototype phase, I was trying to get him to set it up in his funnel to kind of test it out. Like, I'll get to it. And then, so one day I was like, hey, I kind of helped him. And he was like, man, if he'd have told me how simple this was, I'd have done it right away. but yeah, it's three steps. You just basically, you pick your image. So you can upload an image. So if you got a picture of the team or just yourself or something custom you want to use, you can just upload that image. Or we have a template library. If you're like, I'm not very creative, I don't know what to do, you can just, you know, pick one of our images we already have in our library. Then we just have a drag and drop interface. You have your image, you add, you know, the text snippet that you want. We integrate with Google Fonts. You can make the font look as cool and customizable as really as you can imagine. And then tell us where you want to put it. Do you want to put it on a, you know, on a ClickFunnels landing page? Do you want to put it in an email? Do you want to put it on, you know, a mini chat, Facebook Messenger? And then we give you the code to go drop in and you're off to the races.
So how hard is that code? Where do they put that code? How does it actually work? Is it just a...
It's simple. It's literally just, you know, you tell us where you want it. We format it for you. It's a copy paste. You copy it. If you're going to put it on a landing page or on the thank you page, you're going to just drop it into the ClickFunnels header footer script. And then if you're going to put it in email, you just literally drop it into that email template. And that's it.
Super cool. I love that kind of stuff. That's anything we can do to make things simple and easy for people is all what we're trying to do these days. So I appreciate that. Any other ideas, suggestions, things you want to make sure that our audience knows about?
You know, I think part of it is just kind of learning to use your imagination in the business again. You know, I think a lot of people think, you know, they become funnel hackers, right? And that's the whole point. I'm going to go do what's working. You know, and that's great. It's the fastest way to success is by going and copying what's already working. But being able to kind of inject your own personality into it, right? So you have that funnel that you've seen work. That's awesome. Go and it's never been easier to go and, right, funnel hack it and use ClickFunnels, build something, you're good to go. But being able to kind of inject your own brand and authenticity and personality into it really, really goes a long way. So, you know, look for those opportunities where you can create that connection with, you know, if they're just a subscriber or a follower, or if, you know, maybe they're a customer or even an affiliate, you know, taking that extra little bit of intentionality and effort to create that conversation and create that, that one-on-one relationship has always yielded dividends. So, just my encouragement would be to, you know, keep on keeping on in terms of, you know, funnel hacking and doing what works, but, you know, really take the extra step to, you know, inject your own flavor and personality into it.
I love it, Carlo. Thank you so much for sharing. Any parting words as we get close to wrapping things up?
Get out and implement, you know, go do it. There, it's great. There's tons of tools. So go out, and if you've got an idea, go, you know, block the time off your calendar, do whatever you got to do to implement. So that's my advice to any entrepreneur.
Love it. Well, thanks so much for your time. And again, that's Pick Snippets. You want to spell that out for them so they've got it?
Yep. PIC is in short for picture, and then snippets, SNIPPETS. So picksnippets.com.
Got it. Corey, thanks so much, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.